A frustrated face. But what is it for? The maze is for getting lost, Signorina. I could use some technical information. The OCU3 is... Signorina, we must remember the unfortunate hen who won the farmer's race. Tonight, we eat and drink. А что случилось с наседкой, которая победила в гонке? They raise glasses and drink. The woman glances at her host. You said that we were alone, but I saw... yes, Rudy! The man snaps his fingers. Rudy, a black Arab Labrador, comes running into the room and trots over to the table. The man ruffles Rudy's fur. What I like best about Labradors is their complete disregard for financial institutions. Borzois, on other hand, are integral part of financial institutions. No, I saw a man, magician. The man stops petting Rudy. Signorina, that's great news. We cannot rely on technology alone. Now we have magic. Tell me more, please. He made this gesture. The woman covers her eyes with her right hand and raises her left hand, holding up three fingers. The man watches her seriously. Signorina, listen carefully. That's a gang sign and can get you a shoot on rough streets of как говорят районы, где типа нищие негры живут, ладно, неважно, тухлая шутка. Signorina, listen carefully. It is a greeting and a warning. I had a similar encounter years ago in the depths of Sinitar's studios. Art can be dangerous at times. The man stares out into space. Then he snaps back and smiles. But you need not worry about the magician or his brothers. Act as if he was never here. Yet. Трущобы или фавелла. Ну, а по-английски как? Было бы... лучше бы только про корги... Про дождь было бы как бы более интересно, потому что дожкоин. А как порода сама называется? Я пытаюсь вспомнить, как называется порода. Не смотрю даже в чатик. Ну, японская порода, ладно, смотрю в чатик. Сланш, Шантитаун. Как будто еще какое-то слово, неважно. Дидмо. Я пытался вспомнить либо как какой-нибудь конкретный город, либо как район. Можно было сказать Детройт, да, шутки. Но я не вспомню. Хотя Детройт Гэнгс, ну да, наверное. Шиба-ину. Шиба нет, я бы не вспомнил Шиба-ину. Шиба. Только так называется. Окей, ладно, верю. Так, где я остановился? Геншинская городовая. Так, где это? Then he snaps back and smiles. The man runs over to the turntable. He puts on a cha-cha. He turns to the woman and bows. May I? Yeah.
Так, прототипс 80. Ну да, мы 4 нашли. Ну, значит, по 4 будет. Ну то. Так, сейчас скидки Акиты и ну. Да, Шибаин, просто называется Шиба, да. Я бы ни за что не вспомнил. Так, шаткат 7. Какому принципу? Wait. Wait. Я понял. Понял, не понял. Серьезно? 78. Серьезно? А как до этого не программист должен был додуматься? Почему ты не программист? По твоим утверждениям. Не знаю, я бы не заметил. Это ладно. Я думал по. Че? Ну, типа квадрат ромб должен оставаться. Это квадрат тогда 42. Угу. Just what we need. Тигнарина, just take a seat. Вы не станете цифры, которые были открыты. Чувай! Like pick a magic fly on three lanes. Makes you think faster. Did you know Americans diluted with more water? Have you heard about the Black Arts Coffee Club? I hear that they have struck a deal with this hotel. For a small fee, members get unlimited coffee. Unlimited espresso, signorina. It sounds like sunshine on a Wednesday. Why not give them a call? 169759, запиши. Life is short, signorina. Only the fast carpenter catches the best roots. Only the fast carpenter gets put on a cross. Как распять по-английски? Как? Crucified. I have to run. А чё, мне нету? Ключ мне оставили. Американский доллар. In my left hand I have half of the total amount of coins I have. In my right hand I have half of the amount of what I have in my left hand. The rest, 6 coins, are hidden away in my head. Так, женщина. Ну, непонятно. Вот тот замок с изображением трупа. Это как-то соотносится с этим или нет? Есть такая, там, Crucify Me. Я проспал. Так. Так, L12, O15, I9. Как я должен понять? Тогда 18, нет, стоп, Да, 18-15, значит, 81. 81? Не точно. Так, почитаем. Прочитано. О, found between pages in a book about divination. The back of the cut is red, and Club Rogue Monte Carlo is written in swirly letters. On the front there is a small message written on the spades. It is written in black and can only be seen if the card reflects light in a specific way. The message reads MCM L Morse. Сколько это? C это 50? 1900... Нет, это 500. Посчитай это, мне лень. Message like this always in 1963, ясно. Messages like this always in black on the Ace of Spades started to appear at cards in casinos in the mid 1900s. It was believed to be a solely European phenomenon, but similar messages started to appear globally in the latter part of 1900s. The phenomenon has never been explained nor debunked as hoax, but several experts believe it is a secret code used among members of secret societies. Это я читал. Found stacked upon a dollhouse in the nursery. Each side of the block has a card of a character. There is a tiny current on the bottom, which is BT. It is likely that this block was manufactured by Bertil Tarby Tramechanic, Northern European company which was active during the greater part of 1800s and 1900s. The company produced various mechanical wooden items such as nails, locks, puzzles and toys. This block is a rarity among Birtel output as a company usually specialized in items with religious motifs. The company went bankrupt after its involvement in the spectral information scandal became publicly known. Pestilence. Не знаю, как пишется, это, видимо, не совсем латынь. Вроде ничего не подходит, если они вообще туда вставляются. Ну, кьюб. Все-таки туда. Ладно, все равно нужно 4 сначала. Ну вот, кофейню открыли, а кофе не дали. карты пятого этажа нету. The clock ticks, but the cat still. Американо — это то, что я оплачиваю в магазинах Пятерочки или в Магните, на самом деле беря при этом капучино. One eight four seven seven seven. Или американский доллар. Чи-чинг! Кстати, чи-чинг. У меня опять по Павловен респонс, я вспомнил про один подкаст. Он где-то сохранен. Как же он называется? Life Well Wasted. Он, в принципе, интересен тем, что это в нулевых, как бы такой подкастово-журналистский, нулевых, как бы о играх, о индустрии, но как бы не про игры, а про, так сказать, про закулисье, про людей, и, в принципе, про инди-сферу в нулевых. Но как бы давно, когда инди-сфера не была такая крупная. Где-то вот прикольная. Я, по-моему, так полностью и не слушал. Где-то там было что-то про Тетрис. Насчет того, насколько про инди, я не знаю. Ну, хотя как бы инди-сфера и инди-люди затрагивались. Но именно не столько про игры, а как бы сколько про комьюнити, про идеи. А вот только какую конкретно я хотел найти. Ага. Сейчас поймешь почему. Если мы откроемся, да? No.
It's a romance, but we worship the.
No. Ну, на YouTube нету. Тогда те сабы будут.
But we worship the idea. We watch Mad Men, and we think that Don Draper is so smart because he lays around on a couch drinking scotch all day until he has a magical epiphany about how to sell detergent to housewives. We say that having an idea is like switching on a light bulb in a dark room, that it feels like something inside of us clicking into place. Ideas are romantic. You can share them over dinner, or you can scribble them on the back of a cocktail napkin and find them in your pocket the next day. You can carry around a little notebook to put them in, and it makes you look creative and intellectual on subway trains. Ideas can get you laid.
Ideas can get you laid.
Did you know that 90% of all of this year's new ideas are for supposedly funny t-shirt designs? The other 10% are a mix of iPhone apps, Facebook games, and things we can dump into the Gulf of Mexico. Luckily, very few people follow through on their ideas. Focus and effort are a great deal rarer.
Можно как-нибудь под блюпринца-то послушать. Ну ладно, а где тут то, что я, почему я вспомнил сегмент? Так, блядь. Focus on the effort, a great deal rare. iTunes у меня откроется. Не уверен, конечно, что это вот. Только если я... Понимаешь, что там сохранено было. Вот, окей, нашел.
Any license comes from the kids. You're tuned into...
Ага.
Liking it. Through glance at it. And then... Luckily, very few people follow through, but nobody's making movies about a guy who slowly labors his dreams into being. Well, it's been a little longer than a month, but this is a life well wasted, an internet radio show about video games and the people who love them. I am your editor and host, Robert Ashley. Today's episode, Big Ideas.
Или я просто один это послушаю, я впервые, не знаю, за два года про существование этого подкаста вспомнил, то и больше.
Sometimes.
А у меня как раз мой основной кончается, вот, будет что послушать.
The biggest ideas don't look like much. When Hank Rogers saw Tetris for the first time.
1988, Consumer Electronics Show, Las Vegas.
He played it.
Yeah, I played it.
A lot. But not because it was obviously a great game. He mostly played it because it was quick.
At that point, I had a publishing company in Japan. And usually when you're at a trade show, you get to look at a product, you know, get a cursory glance at it. And then you're talking to the guy who's trying to sell it to you, that kind of thing. But Tetris is different. It was a game that in my, I don't know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes that I had to go and see the product, I could actually stand in line and get a turn to play.
But like every other human being who's ever encountered the joy of making colored blocks disappear, he got hooked.
I did it once, and then I went away and came back and did it again, and I came back and did it again, and did it again, again. And by the time I'd done that like 5 times, I realized I was kind of addicted to this game. Even though it looked really simple and obvious, simplicity has never bothered me.
Tetris is the one video game that practically everyone has played, a near universal experience. It scratches some itch we didn't know we had, and gives us an outlet for our urges to clean and organize, without, you know, actually having to clean or organize, which takes work. And that satisfying feeling of clearing away rows of junk with skillful feng shui makes a complicated world seem simple.
My father was a Go player. It was a Japanese board game with black and white stones. And even though it looks like the simplest game in the world, it is actually the most complicated AI problem that's ever been invented. It's like an order of magnitude more complicated, more deeper than chess. So the fact that it was a simple game didn't stop me from liking it.
In fact, he liked it so much, he had an idea. He would buy the rights to publish Tetris, and maybe make a little money off of it.
Testing 1, 2, 3. My name is Hank Rogers, born in the Netherlands in 1953. I have a company with Alexey Plotinov, the guy who actually created the game. It's called Tetris Holding. Tetris Holding owns all the rights, and we created the Tetris company to license all the rights. So any license comes from the Tetris company.
Not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal.
Я слышал до того момента, скоро он будет. Почему у меня нейрон активейшн произошло? Почему я вспомнил?
I went back to Japan and I got a copy of the game and I got my guys playing and testing it. And everybody else got hooked, of course. Everybody gets hooked on Tetris. Then I tried to find the rights and I went upstream. I look at the rights on the package and it goes from Spectrum Holobyte to Mirrorsoft to Andromeda to Elorg.
These are all companies that were involved in the heated competition to win the rights to publish Tetris. Well, except for Elorg, which was the Soviet software ministry.
It was in the days of faxes. I started faxing around trying to get the rights. It took me 6 months to get a meeting with somebody. It turned out to be Gilman Louie. Came to Japan to license the rights.
Louie, who worked for Spectrum Holobyte, had the rights to Tetris at the time, or at least he thought he did.
And he went to the biggest company in Japan, which at the time was a company called ASCII. And ASCII said, no, it's too much of a retro game for us. And I go, oh yeah. Because it looked like a simple game, you know, and of course the Spectrum Holobyte version didn't have any fancy graphics, and well, it's hard to do fancy graphics back then. Asking everybody, it was going in the direction of more graphically rich stuff, and they missed the point.
Ну что, актив? Что вот в лоре Лай было? Вот что? От чего я внезапно вспомнил про этот подкаст?
The game, stupid. A little over a year after I went to the CS and found Tetris, I went to Moscow to get the handheld rights. And I met with Elorg, who was really at the very top of that food chain, I thought. I meet with the guy in the lobby and I show him my package because I've already published the Nintendo game in Japan. And he said, we never gave these rights to anyone. I'm in Moscow, I've got, probably at that point I had 100,000 cartridges in manufacturing. The way it works in those days in Japan is you pay Nintendo for the cartridges, you manufacture them, then when they're done manufacturing they get sent to distribution, then you get your money back from distribution. So you've got your money at risk, like completely exposed for about 2 months. If during that time it turns out that you don't have the rights to that game and somebody stops you, you've got $2 million worth of scrap.
Rogers was in Moscow before the fall of the Soviet Union, trying to make a deal in a country that still considered capitalism the enemy.
It was behind the Iron Curtain. It's like sort of like going to North Korea and getting the license to a game. First of all, you're going into a country where they don't recognize copyright as we know it. So it's a very strange situation, and they don't even recognize business as we know it. So we're negotiating, and they just don't have a culture of doing business. It's all the Politburo makes the decision and it goes down. And so the discussions that I had at the end of the day, the Politburo came down on Elorg and said, what are you thinking? Are you out of your mind? And the guy I was negotiating with, he was like, nobody spoke to him for like a week. It was like he was gonna go to jail, he was gonna go to Siberia or something. But you know, it was at the time that Gorbachev had, you know, this thing called glasnost and perestroika. And so he wanted
glasnost
to give the ministries and the businesses a chance to do their own business.
Я думал фрагмент, который я хотел переслушать, он был короче, но он все еще.
And so they didn't reverse the deal that I had. So I was lucky. That first deal that I made in Moscow was for handheld game machine. The machine that I wanted it for was, of course, Game Boy. But I got all of the handheld rights. I had a deal in my back pocket with Mr. Arakawa from Nintendo. for Tetris on Game Boy. So they packed it in and they sold 30 million Game Boys with Tetris packed in.
What? Почему я? Если замиксовано, вот тут качинг.
Everything that was done during the pre-.
Качинг звучит, когда ты в игре доллар поднимаешь.
Well, phone business. I had a deal in. It was Game Boy, but I got all of the handheld rights. I had a deal in my back pocket with Mr. Arakawa from Nintendo for Tetris on Game Boy. So they packed it in and they sold 30 million Game Boys with Tetris packed in. Everything that was done during the pre-mobile phone business, it's about 70 million copies of Tetris.
I am very rich.
Then, when downloadable mobile phone games happened, we're up to something like 100 million now on mobile phones alone. So Tetris is a much bigger game today than it has been in any year in history.
People often talk of having Tetris dreams, of fitting blocks together and clearing out the clutter in their sleep. For Rogers, Tetris was a different kind of dream. It was the ultimate deal, stacks of money dropping from the sky.
Sort of the goose that lays the golden egg.
The money piled up, time passed, and then the inevitable.
2001, I moved to Hawaii to start a company to make games for mobile phones. Then I sold that company in 2004 for a boatload of money. A month after I sold the company, I'm lying in an ambulance coming back from a tennis club with a heart attack.
Looking
at the ceiling, thinking two things. One thing is, you gotta be kidding me. I worked my ass off and I hadn't spent any of the money. And all of a sudden, here I am on the way out. Then I had another thought, and I said, you know what, I'm not ready to go. I still haven't done the things that I really want to do in life. And so I'm going to survive this, no matter what. If I have to hold my breath for the next 15 minutes, that's what I'm going to do. And turned out I had 100% blockage of the Widowmaker, which is the largest artery in your heart, which would definitely have killed me if I'd been anywhere except 15 minutes from a major, major hospital, which I happen to be in Honolulu. Lucky me. And then I had some time to think about what did I mean by that statement, you know, I'm not ready to go, I still have stuff to do. And I sort of work it.
По-моему, вот он дальше будет затирать за какое-то, ну как называется, за какую-то благотворительность. И вот когда вот кабанчик начинает затирать, вот как-то немножко меня коробит. Ну ладно.
Okay.
Я не помню, насколько какое впечатление этот чел. Точнее. От него осталось немного впечатление, но не уверен, насколько оно заслужено.
What?
Впрочем, от пажетного у меня тоже очень впечатление.
Will it be that's going to anger me the most that I haven't done when I die if I haven't done it? And it wasn't making lots and lots of money, which is what I was spending all my time doing. I was thinking, you know, I have some ability. My ability is to communicate with people, to do business deals, and to design things and so on. And I'm designing sort of things that are taking time, but they're not moving the agenda of mankind forward. So what's the agenda of mankind? Well, of course, we have to survive. And so I started looking at the things that are facing mankind today that need to be solved. And that's how I found my missions in life.
Ну, про то, что можно суммировать вот, довольно быстро. Он получил кабанчик, который получил права типа, на издательство, на что-то Тетрис, и вообще всеми, его компания всеми правами на Тетрис владеет, насколько я понимаю. Вот на этом кучу бабла заделал. Вот потом у него сердечный приступ случился, и вот он задумался о жизни.
My first mission in life is to end the use of carbon-based fuel.
Вот. Ну, надеюсь, не знаю, когда кабанчики начинают, наверное, вообще это по идее, короче, я очень допускаю, что плохое впечатление мое о нем незаслуженное.
We're burning 200 years of fossil solar energy per year. You know,
мне кажется, под музыку, это как бы интервьюемый. Не знаю, ты полностью это слышал или нет, но это типа по подкасту взял интервью у типа чела, который типа заведует правами на Тетрис. Я не знаю, как его имя, кто он. Вот. Ну вот про музыку вот подкаст этот хороший. Я, по-моему, особо. Я вот этот эпизод запомнил вообще. Вот этот вот. Чичинг, блять, у меня теперь на всю жизнь в голове ассоциированная с этим, с вот этим вот фрагментом. Подкаст этот хороший, да, надо вот остальное послушать его. Там немного, в принципе, эпизодов-то. Так.
All these eons, and we're pouring it into the atmosphere, and that can't be right. Mm-hmm. Global warming is one of the results, economic mm-hmm. disaster is another result. I read somewhere that we could lose all the coral in the world by 2050. I just couldn't imagine talking to my great-grandchildren and saying, yeah, you know, I was alive when there was still coral. And the question would come, so what did you do about it? And if the answer for me was nothing, then I really would have failed. Goal number two is to end war. We spend trillions of dollars waging war for what? It's very hard to understand. I was a student in high school during the Vietnam War, and we, meaning America, we walked away from that war, and now we're best friends, you know? And then you wonder, what the hell was that war for?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Japan is united, and it used to be lots of different countries. Europe is kind of united. It used to be a bunch of little countries fighting each other. You know, you look at World War I, World War II, that's Europe.
Я на форму смотрю, вроде скоро закончится это интервью.
At Europe today.
Давайте уж до конца дослушаем.
And you don't need a passport to go from country to country. They use the same currency. It's like, okay, so what the hell was that war all about? All these things that where we have all these artificial borders between countries and mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm. they're, I would say, obsolete. Because in the future, you know, especially in our industry, territory doesn't mean anything. So why do we still wage war? Why don't we use that energy for something more creative, like?
Ну, как бы это все правда, все справедливо, но просто.
Yeah.
А что интересного скажешь?
In cancer or solving global warming, killing each other is kind of a waste of time.
Number three.
We're in the software business, and so when you're in software, you make backups in case your laptop falls out of your briefcase and gets fragged, you have a backup. So where's the backup for life on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is we have no backup. So big rock from space comes and goes kablam, we go the way of the dinosaurs. The rock that wiped out the dinosaurs wasn't that big. And there are a lot bigger rocks floating around that we haven't identified yet that could be on our collision course at some point. So what do? Make a backup. So where do we make a backup? The nearest, easiest place for us to make a backup is on Mars.
Я все жду, что он начнет продавать.
We need to start terraforming Mars. Terraforming means global warming. For one, we know how to do that. It means adding water, and I think that's just a question of towing some comets into Mars orbit and melting them. I mean, these are all things that today sound like, wow, how would you do that? Or that's a huge thing, but we fly around the world in a matter of hours now. These are all things that are totally doable.
Totally doable.
The last one is to figure out how the universe ends and do something about it.
Yeah. Да. Хорошая иллюстрация кабанчика после сердечного приступа задумавшегося о вечном.
That one is there just to give scale to the other ones. You know, if you think about the universe and how the what's going on in the universe and how it began and how it ends and so on and so forth, those other things are like tiny.
Do you consider yourself an idealist?
On some level, yes. I mean, a lot of people are pessimistic and think that a lot of these things are, you know, humans will not change, et cetera, et cetera. I do. But I'm pragmatic. I'm not doing something which I think is not achievable. When John F. Kennedy said we're going to the moon, we have that capability. And within 10 years we were there. And there was a thing called the Industrial Revolution when we figured out how to make steam from burning coal. And that was a big deal. But now if you ask most people, they won't even know what happened. The things that we have to do today, they may seem like huge deals to us today, but in the future they won't seem so huge anymore. They'll just be, oh yeah, they did that.
Чем это не конец эпизода этого подкаста, но, как бы, видим, конец сегмента. Что дальше будет, не знаю. В честь чего, я, наверное, что-то кроме этого, ну, то есть, не один эпизод послушал тогда когда-то, но запомнил вот я только вот этот сегмент с Тетрисом. Я просто тогда я там не слушал подкастов, там, дороги или чем-то. Я думал, когда-нибудь вот на радио послушать полностью. Но так как английский никто не знает, так и не послушал. А вот теперь это надо в прогулках этот подкаст послушать.
I've been designing video games for a long time, and...
Ну, видимо, дальше интервью с другим челом. Ладно. Переслушал. Сейчас. Еще раз, где там чичинг было. Так, а где был балкон, где... С Roman numerals. Какие буквы? Все, я уже отошел. Так, где был
чичинг? Money piled up. 100 golden egg, stacks of Dodgers, Tetris. During the old 30 million Game Boys with Tetris packed in. Everything that was done during the free mobile phone business, it's about 70 million copies of Tetris.
I am very rich.
Then, when downloadable mobile phone games happened, we're up to something like 100 million now on mobile phones alone. So Tetris is a much bigger game today than it has been in any year in history.
People often talk of having Tetris dreams, of fitting blocks together and clearing out the clutter in their sleep. For Rogers, Tetris was a different kind of dream. It was the ultimate deal. Stacks.
Так, какое число? Нет, кубики нет. Я только понял, что у них типа по несколько букв. Ну нет, нет. Так, куда я шел? MCMLX X, я выпишу. Угу. 1963, 2014, какие еще даты повторяются? Где? Вот. 1963. Так это 53 или 63? Вот это вот конкретно. Стоп. А разбери 2014 не было? Да, не важно. Шатель. Как бы... Эти двери не факт, что соответствуют тем прям где-то 4-4 даты, которые прям постоянно повторяются. Вовремя подкаст слушал. Теперь сейчас пока перебираю. Полностью... Нет смысла полностью перебирать, но аутизм. Аутизм. Это как бы недолго все равно, что пока
Одни это нас и болит, чудо на другие их
Напомните минусующим о существовании бета-потока. Он знает. Он недоволен тем, что кукарекалка предназначена для общения на тему эфира. Я ему еще напомнил о существовании радиочана, вот, в котором он может общаться, если ему очень надо. Вот. Но вот есть люди, которым как бы их назвать. Эгоист слишком просто. Надо же выебнуться и назвать солипсист. Вот. Так. И что в смысле, так какой код? Не, книги тут ни при чем. Окей, первая Е, верхняя L, а вот 14 перевернуто. H. Маленькая H. Большая L, маленькая H и большая Е. Блин, капса бы нажать.